and here my evil hour has come. I see I cannot get away from you. The will of heaven forced us to meet. But think of one thing more. Don't kill me, since the belly where I grew never held Hector, never held the man who killed your friend, that gentle and strong soldier. In these terms Priam's son pled for his life, but heard a voice of iron say, "Young fool, don't talk to me of what you'll barter. In days past, before Patroclus died, I had a mind to spare the Trojans, took them alive in shoals, and shipped them out abroad. But now there's not a chance. No man that heaven puts in my hands will get away from death here before Ilion, least of all a son of Priam. Come, friend, face your death, you too. And why are you so piteous about it? Patroclus died, and he was a finer man by far than you. You see, don't you, how large I am and how well made? My father is noble, a goddess bore me, yet death waits for me as well, in all the power of fate. A morning comes, or evening, or high noon, when someone takes my life away in war, a spear cast, or an arrow from a bowstring." At this the young man's knees failed, and his heart. He lost his grip upon the spear and sank down, opening his arms. Achilles drew his sword and thrust between his neck and collarbone, so the two-edged blade went in up to the hilt. Now, face down on the ground, he lay stretched out as dark blood flowed from him, soaking the earth. Achilles picked him up by one foot, wheeled, and slung him in the river to be swept off downstream. Then he exulted. "Nose down there with fishes. In cold blood they'll kiss your wound and nip your blood away. Your mother cannot put you on your bed to mourn you, but Scamander, whirling down, will bear you to the sea's broad lap, where any fish that jumps, breaking a wave, may dart under the dark, wind-shivered water to nibble white fat of Lycaon. Trojans, perish in this rout until you reach, and I behind you slaughtering reach, the town. The god-begotten river, swiftly flowing, will not save you. Many a bull you've offered, many a trim-hooved horse thrown in alive to Xanthus's whirlpools. All the same, you'll die in blood until I have avenged Patroclus, paid you back for the death wounds of Achaeans cut down near the deep-sea-going ships far from my eyes.